Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you so desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website. That address is AskSueLondon.com. And, folks, when you go to the website, I do want to encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that, we are going to send you lots of great gifts and bonuses, and we're also going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life. And just in case you don't know my stuff, I was given 30 minutes to live. After my intestine burst, I used to have Crohn's disease. I'm saying I used to because it is healed. I am doing awesome now with my health. I did go through a life and death pregnancy. I overcame abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. And in these videos, I'm sharing with you tools and techniques that I use personally. So you check that out, and you're going to get them for free when you sign up for that free newsletter. And that's at AskSueLondon.com. So, Christopher, my friend, I have missed you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. The skies are looking a bit fierce out here. Looks like we're going to get some major thunderstorms anytime.
Wow. Well, it's really nice here. We've got the sun out now, but we've been having some storms here. But it's great. You know, it's summer, and we're just about around the corner from Canada Day and 4th of July holiday for you, my friends in the States.
Yeah, it's 4th of July,
eh?
next week, next Friday.
Yes. Got to tell you, I had a growing experience this week.
What was it?
Well, I am no longer a BlackBerry owner. I now own an Android? Is that how I say it? I have a Samsung. It's not an iPhone, right? I say I'm a Samsung user.
A Samsung. No, an iPhone is totally different. iPhone is an Apple product.
And okay, I don't have that.
Yes, you have a BlackBerry, which is something totally different.
No, I don't have a BlackBerry.
I mean, you had a BlackBerry.
I had a BlackBerry, yes. Right. But now I have Samsung Galaxy 4 or 5 or something?
Yeah, that's on the Android.
Okay, thank you. Well, so you tell how really how I am with my technology, folks.
iPhones are so much better than Androids.
You like Androids better?
No, I said iPhones are so much better than Androids. You got to get an iPhone.
Well, I was going to get one, and Ross has one, and he says his battery's always dying. And then our daughter, I thought, you know, our kids really know a lot about technology, so we're in the store, and I'm texting my youngest daughter, and I said, what do you think? She goes, Mom, get the Samsung. So that's what I end up getting. But here's the funny story. You know me setting up technology. Like, that's why I have everyone around me doing that for me, right? But we come home, and the guy at the store set everything up, and I kept hearing bells, and I'm thinking it sounded like a tricycle in the house. And I'm thinking, okay, the dogs, did they get into something? Did they have new bells on? And it was my phone making noises. And I've had this thing now for about 5-6 days, and I can't tell you what all these whistles and bells and everything mean yet. So if people are emailing me or texting me or phoning me, I haven't been able to get back to you right away because of this phone and how to use it. So I'm apologizing to the world now.
Oh, that's okay. You know what, Sue? You're a lot smarter than you give yourself credit for. But I have amazing new news for you when you're done with your new news about your BlackBerry.
Well, that's my news. That I, okay. Like, I am learning to use it better. I have to tell you that I learned how to answer it yesterday, and my daughter thought it was quite funny. And the person who was phoning me, I said, I was yelling at the phone, hello, hello. And he said, my 10-year-old taught me how to answer my phone. You have to touch it and swipe it. So I'm proud to say I know how to answer my phone now. So what is your news, my friend?
Well, we will soon have the pictures up on Facebook, but a little over a week ago.
Okay.
Because we haven't done a show live for a little while.
It's been 2 weeks.
We have a new addition to our family.
And, what do you got?
And Bella is getting over her jealousy. It took her about a week and a half since we brought him into the house. But he's as puppy as a puppy can be. according to the person who we got him from, he's part Pomeranian and part poodle. And his name is Jasper. I named him Jasper.
Nice.
And what a cute little puppy, Sue. By the time you come out in December, he's going to be all grown up. But right now, he's chasing Bella around. All he wants to do is play, Sue. That's all he wants to do.
Well, that's good exercise for you. So you take him for lots of walks?
Lena takes him everywhere. He never stays at home alone. He's going everywhere with us. And just to be fair to Bella, we're being very, very careful about giving her equal attention. Because
you have to. It's true, you know. You do have to do that.
She was very temperamental the first couple of days. She kind of nipped at him and growled. But now she's warming up to him.
Well, and you know, too, with animals, like they decide between there who's the dominant one. So anytime we've brought a new dog into our home, it's like we just let them get down and they sniff each other and they decide. And it's funny, our puppy, Marley's turning 7 months old on July the 1st. And like Gus, our 5-year-old, it's funny because Marley is becoming the dominant one. Like Gus will go get the toy, but he'll let it go and he'll give it to Marley. And Marley's kind of becoming the little ruler of the roost here.
Well, it's really funny because we have a whole basket of toys.
Yeah.
And he wants to play. Jasper wants to play with everything. And Bella doesn't mind that, but there's one particular toy, and I've never seen this with a dog before, but she's very, very possessive of her squeaky penguin. I'm not kidding you. This sounds like a funny story I made up for the air, but you have to see this to know it. We'll have to take a video.
Take a video of it, yeah.
Because she does not want anybody, especially Jasper, touching that penguin. So we've caught them in a little game of tug-of-war a few times.
Okay, yeah. Well, and you know what you'll find? The two of them will play tug-of-war together, because that's what we find our boys.
Yes, they've done that. They've done that.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yes.
See, who needs TV when you got two dogs in your house?
Absolutely. Now, you know, Bella's a Shih Tzu, which already is a small dog. Now, he just think of how small she is. He's like maybe a quarter of her size. But I think in his mind, he thinks he's a lot bigger.
Oh, that's how cute is that? Well, hurry up and send me pictures. I'm so excited.
I will.
And I can't wait till I come down now.
I know.
So you've just given that away, too, because a lot of our listeners don't know this, but we, Christopher and I, have been talking that I will be coming down to see y'all again for December 11th because Christopher and I will be hosting and doing the show. Am I saying it's too soon, Chris, about the remote show at the concert?
Oh,
that's
entirely up to you, Sue.
Okay, I'm going to tell everybody. Okay, I'm coming down, and Christopher and I are going to do a live remote show from the America's Got Talent winner, the band, best band for 2009, the Texas Tenors. They'll be on the show in September, and Christopher and I will be meeting up with them in December and doing our live show. At their break, we're going to be interviewing them. And they're giving us lots of goodies to give away during that week as well, Texas Tenor Week. So I'll be coming down, folks, again. And, Christopher, I promise to bring you some pickled beets, my friend.
Pickled beets, you say? Okay.
Pickle, you know, those things that you like that you told Ken and everybody else you didn't like?
Yeah, well,
until you ate them?
You converted me for the time you were here, but I haven't eaten any since then.
Okay, well, I've got some work to do with you again.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Well, I guess we should start with the show, right? We've got a pretty good show here tonight, too.
Yes, start with the show.
Okay, perfect. Well, guys, I am so glad you all tuned in today because our topic is prosperity by design, and our guest is the amazing Jim Phillips, and he's going to help you live your life in full expression. Now, Jim is a highly respected business leader, a certified life and spiritual coach, an inspirational speaker. Now, for the better part of 30 years, he has inspired others to a higher level of understanding and achievement through workshops and presentations throughout the United States and parts of Europe, resulting in richer, fuller, more rewarding life experiences. Now, most recently, his passion in the exploration and application of spiritual laws as it applies to prosperity and overall quality of life has resulted in him writing and publishing a new book. And it is an awesome book, folks. It's called The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. Now, Jim currently lives in Aldie, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., where he continues his writing, speaking, and his coaching. Now, to learn more about Jim and the work he's doing, go to prosperitybydesign.com. Now, I also want to tell you, this amazing man has some great gifts for y'all who are listening. Anyone who emails Jim at jim@prosperitybydesign.com and puts "I am" in the subject line, you're going to receive a PDF copy of a poem that's featured in his book called I Am. And it's suitable for framing, folks. It's a pretty nice poem. So again, you email Jim at jim@prosperitybydesign.com and you put in the subject line, I Am. And you will receive a PDF copy of his poem, I Am. So that's the first thing he wants to give you. And then the second offer is that he's offering a free 30-minute phone discovery session to the first 25 respondents where you can gain an understanding of what is preventing you from living in full expression. You can email Jim at jim@prosperitybydesign with the discovery subject in the subject line, and then what will happen, he'll get back to you, and then you will schedule together a convenient time and day that he will do this session with you. So again, that offer is a free 30-minute discovery session to the first 25 respondents that put in the subject line discovery session. Okay, so without any further delay, we're going to bring Jim on real quick, and then we got to go to commercial break. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Awesome. Well, I'm talking too much here tonight. I told you I was going to do this, and I didn't even have my B12 shot today either. So what we have to do now, Jim, is we're going to go to commercial break because we have so much to talk about, right?
We absolutely do.
So hang on to your seats, folks. We're going to take this quick break, and when we come back, Jim is going to just wow you like that you've never been wowed before. So stay tuned. We'll take this quick break, and we'll be right back shortly.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stamos is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, folks, we've got the amazing guest, Jim Phillips, with us, and we're talking about his book and all the amazing work he does. His new book is called The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. Now, you all have the opportunity today to phone in, and you can ask your questions. This is an amazing show. So the number that you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number to call us is 1-800-930-2819. And I have to apologize. We're having some wacky stuff happening with the internet, maybe at my house. I don't know. But it's I'm unable to take any of your questions through the Transformation Talk Radio line. So if you have questions, we'll need you today just to phone in. Okay, again, 1-800-930-2819. So, Jim, I love your book. Love, love, love your book.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's great. I my hands were vibrating when I was holding it. I got to tell you, it had such powerful energy in it. You talk about living in full expression, and I know we've got listeners thinking, what does he mean by, you know, living in full expression? Can you share that with our listeners now, what you mean by that? Let's start
there. Yes, I would love to. There's a lot of different ways to explain living in full expression, but I think the easiest and the simplest way is that it's living from your true essence, and that's getting rid of all the limiting beliefs that you might hold about yourself, anything that is in the way of you living as your pure self. And it's also recognizing, and I would just say that this is the way that I feel about it.
Uh-huh.
Other people may have some different thoughts about it, but I believe that we're all here as an expression of the divine. So
yes.
Living in full expression is allowing the divine to express full us, express through us, as fully and completely as possible. And I think that our living in full expression is really just embracing and accepting everything life presents to us. Things that we would consider to be challenging, things that we would consider to be beneficial to us, but recognizing that all of it is here. And in fact, we create it for that expression so that we can allow the divine to express through us fully and completely. It's also why it's so important that when we get those inspirations that we follow them. Because that, to me, is the divine saying, this is something that I want to experience and express through you.
Yeah, it's so true. And I find, like with myself, when I have a message come to me, I have a sign coming to me, I see that action right away because I know that there's a higher power helping me along my journey. It is amazing how many people do not follow this, though.
I agree. Right?
And you and I know the answer, but I want to ask you this because people are listening saying, okay, so why don't people follow this? So why don't you answer that question? Why don't people follow it? What kind of reason?
I think there's fear involved. I think, and I'll use an example, and I think all of us have had this experience before.
Mm-hmm.
You can wake up in the morning, and you'll have this incredible idea. or this incredible inspiration, I guess to use that word, of something that you want to do, and it just feels good, and you have all the feelings and the emotions and the excitement that come as a result of you actually having fulfilled this particular inspiration. So you're thinking about how you're going to do it and what's going to happen and just all the people are going to benefit from what you have to do. But then by lunchtime, you've talked yourself out of it. And
right.
Then all of a sudden, you're telling yourself, well, that's just stupid. I can't believe I was thinking about that. What will people say? My family will disown me. What will my friends say? Uh-huh. And we allow these opinions we have based on what we think, and it has nothing to do with the other people, because at this point, it's what we think they will think, and uh-huh. most of that's just not true.
Right.
There's a quote in my book that to me is extremely important, and it's one that I used while I was writing the book, because as you know, when you write, you have all of those limiting beliefs that show up that tell you you're not good enough. So the quote is, we wouldn't be inspired to do something if it wasn't intended to be.
Right.
Quite simply.
Very good. Say that again slowly so that everybody can, like, take note of that, because I think that's a pretty powerful message there.
Right. We would not be intended to do something if it wasn't intended to be. Mm-hmm. And there's a follow-up to that, and that is that if it is intended to be, all for it to be is provided.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So in other words, explain that for some that may not understand it.
If you get an inspiration, follow it. Trust it. Understand that that is the divine speaking through you. It's your soul, but it's the divine overall speaking through you. We're here to have the grandest experience and expression of ourself that we possibly can. Uh-huh. These inspirations are those opportunities to do that.
Uh-huh.
And when we have those inspirations, that is the divine saying, okay, this is one of those things that you can really grab hold of and have one of the grandest expressions of yourself that you possibly can. And so the other side of that, when you trust that, when you trust that this inspiration is in fact intended, and you get out of your own way, which is another thing that we have to do because we block ourselves from these experiences. So if we get out of our way, that's when all that we need is provided. And it's already there. We just need to open ourselves to it and allow it to come in. And then I'm going to say it's miraculous because it is. Everything falls into place, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in the midst of the experience that we were wanting to have. It was that inspiration.
And you know, what you're saying, I have every day like that. And, you know, I don't think I'll ever get used to the excitement I feel, the gratitude I feel when you put the intention out, you've let go of any negative emotion or trying to control it, and then when you just see it flows with ease, and it's just amazing at how we can truly create our own miracles. And I want to point that out to all of you listening, because people have said to me, oh, you know, you got a horseshoe around your neck or something like this. We all can do that, can't we, Jim? We all have the ability.
Well, we all have the ability, and we have all experienced it before. But
right.
unfortunately, we have a default system, for the most part, that will default to those times when we were not as successful as we wanted to be. So we tend to spend too much time and energy on those things instead of looking at all the, if you want to use the word, successes we've had.
Uh-huh.
We would recognize that there are far more of those successes than there are those things that we might look at as being failures or shortcomings. And if we would focus on those situations that were exciting and beneficial and those inspirations that we're talking about, we would recognize how our thoughts about them at the time that they actually became manifest were in alignment with one another.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, when you talk about we get these negative thinking, and we can sabotage ourselves, right? And I can tell you a story that years and years ago, I got a phone call from Jack Canfield's office if I wanted to work with him, and basically him helped me just to really take it to a really higher level. And I said thank you, but no thank you, because I was too busy because it was summer and I needed to be there for my kids. And basically what I went through a lot of work after that. People were saying, you're crazy. Why would you do that? You're nuts and all that. And I went through a lot of past life regression sessions. And you know what I learned about myself was that when I went through this one session, the girl said to me, what was your biggest success in your past life? And my biggest success was that I raised a happy, healthy family, and that was familiar for me. So because it was familiar for me, I kept saying no to the opportunities, to the next levels for me, like the next opportunities, miracles, whatever, you know, because I was scared to step into that area. So I want everyone to know that, you know, I've been where you, some of you are, been there, done that, and you don't want to stay there. It's really, you don't want to do that. But it is amazing though, isn't it, Jim, how we can really destroy ourselves or sabotage ourselves or, you know,
And I want to add something to your Jack Canfield experience, because we can get caught up in the fact that you said no to Jack Canfield and think that that was a wrong decision on your part. Mm-hmm. But it could also be that your soul wanted to experience you saying no to someone of that stature so that you could step into your own magnificence without that help.
Well, I did, to fast forward 2 years later, I did say yes to him. And it really was an amazing thing, like the stuff that happened for me. So it was out of fear. I was scared of success. That's basically, you know, what it was all about. Mm-hmm. You know, afraid of stepping in my power.
Right.
So it is interesting though, isn't it, how we can do little things to ourselves?
Yes, and we do it all the time.
So let me ask you this, because people are listening and, you know, they're thinking, well, okay, well, so how do I get out of my own way? What do you tell people? How do you guide them? Give our listeners some homework about how they can get out of their own way. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to cut you off. I just realized we have to go to a commercial break. So hold that thought. And then, folks, when we come back, Jim's going to answer that question. So, Christopher, let's take that commercial break now, shall we?
Okay.
Great. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio. I'm your host, Sue London. And today, folks, we've got the amazing Jim Phillips with us. And we're talking about living in full expression. Got to tell you, Jim has got an amazing book. It's called The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. It is a phenomenal book, folks. I really encourage you all to check that out. Before the break, I asked Jim a question. How do you get out of your own way? So, Jim, do you want to answer that now? And listeners, take lots of notes right now.
Yeah, I'd love to answer that question. And the first thing, we've actually touched on it just a bit, mm-hmm. and it's just to become aware that you are in your own way.
Yeah.
Because we can't do anything about anything unless we're aware of the fact that something is actually taking place. Mm-hmm. So what I tell my coaching clients is, even if it's for a day or 2 days, don't do anything other than just pay attention to what's happening around you and what's happening within you. And notice the correlation. Notice the correlation of your feelings and thoughts and emotions and the events that are happening outside of you. And then see where you might be doing things or thinking things or saying things that are contrary to the experience you actually want to have. So once they get this awareness, and it's like an aha, it's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've been doing this all along.
Mm-hmm.
And that awareness allows them to shift into a place of really being able to make more conscious decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of that is, well, what is it that you really want to experience? You got to know what it is that you're trying to create. You can't just do away with the things that are not good experiences. It's so what do I want to experience? What are those inspirations that I've been getting, perhaps, that I've been pushing back or putting on the back burner and not really paying attention to?
Okay, so can I ask you on that note?
Sure.
Would you say you need to know what you want to do? Do you suggest to people to journal how they want their future to be as if it's in the present moment? Is that what you suggest people do for that?
Yes, I would have them journal, but I would also have them, you can call it visualize if you want, but I want people to put themselves in the midst of the experience right now. And by that, I don't mean having a vision and looking at the experience. I'm talking about being within the experience. And the example would be, if you're walking down the road, your vision is not seeing yourself walk down the road. The vision is you're seeing through your eyes the road in front of you every step you're taking. So you're actually in the midst of the experience.
Oh, okay.
And when you do that, you more readily create the experience that you want. Now, of course, walking down the road is just an example, obviously.
But right.
Whatever it is that somebody wants to experience or accomplish. But I'll even say that it's not even about accomplishing anything, because it's about the experience of accomplishing it that we're really after.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a good tool for you all to do. I myself do a lot of journaling, and I do it as if it's in the present moment, how I want my future. But I've never done it through looking through my eyes. I do visualization as well, but I'm going to add that. That's a great way to do that. I think it's important with what we're talking about today is to really talk about the importance of gratitude. Take it from here. Take it from there.
Yeah. And gratitude is one of those things that I think we all too often take for granted.
Uh-huh.
Because, and we've all heard this before, I think, that the more you express gratitude, the more you'll be given for which to be grateful.
Right.
And I do think that's true. And when I express gratitude, it's for everything. It's not uh-huh. just the parking space. It's not just for those things that come into my life that I would look at and say, well, that's a great experience for me to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's for everything that happens, because I know that everything that happens for a very specific purpose. And from my perspective, it is for my fullest experience and expression of self. So if something challenging happens to me, it's giving me an opportunity to experience myself within the context of whatever that challenge is. But it also allows me to expand my awareness, expand my innate power, if you will, through that experience. So I'm grateful for those things showing up, because I know that once this experience is over, again, as challenging as it might be, that I'm going to be a much more expanded version of myself, and I will have had an incredible experience of myself going through that whole process.
I can tell you, I remember standing on stage one day and I was giving this talk and how I was very grateful. And I was talking about how I was very grateful that I had a disease. And this lady went, oh, like she just gasped. And, oh, you must be crazy. Why would you ask for a disease? And I said to her that it made me who I am today. It made me appreciate life. It made me grateful. It made me see the small things in my life. And then she got thinking. She said, yeah, okay, it makes sense. So we do go through challenges in that. But it is interesting. And I will say as well, like you're saying, I will like reaffirm that to everybody, that the good and the bad, you got to be grateful for it all, because it does make us who we are, right?
Absolutely.
Now, another area that I wanted us to talk about, you talk in your book about living life conditionally and about not being your true self. Let's talk about that.
Think about things that you might want to do. Mm-hmm. And we use the example of waking up in the morning and having this inspiration.
Right.
Something really wonderful you wanted to have. But you, by the end of the day or by the end of the morning, you made the decision not to do it. And typically it's because of our fear of what other people might say or how they might think about us. Mm-hmm. That's living conditionally. We're living based upon the conditions of other people liking what we do, understanding what we do, and approving of what we do. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way life is to be lived. Life is to be lived fully and completely. Everything that is presented to us is presented to us exactly the way that it needs to be for us to have the greatest experience and expression of self. So if we just allow those things to unfold naturally, we take it all in and we understand that it is for our greatest good. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this, though. That doesn't mean you're not going to have pain, you're not going to have suffering, you're not going to have fear, you're not going to have grief and all of that. That's part of being here. That's part of being in human form. Mm-hmm. But when you go into those situations knowing that there is a benefit to it, even though it might not be recognized in the midst of the event, mm-hmm. when you go into it knowing that, it's much easier to move through it. And here's another way to look at this. And you just mentioned that with the illness that you had, Sue.
Right.
Most people will say after a traumatic experience that it was a blessing in disguise.
Totally, totally. Right.
Yeah, so we acknowledge that after the fact. What if you acknowledged it going into it, mm-hmm. and then you opened yourself to the benefit of it while you're going through it, which allows you to receive the gift much more readily, and I think help you move through whatever that experience is mm-hmm. much easier. Again, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be challenging, but I think we move through it a little bit easier.
And you know what was interesting? When I was going through that, I kept asking my doctors, why am I going through this? What was the reason? And I remember this one doctor said, it's happening, okay? Accept it. But it just was like I was really wanting to know that purpose, because I was always one that I had to know why things happened or why things were the way they were. And I didn't trust. You know, I went through a lot of challenges around the fear and not trusting. And I was not being my true self, because I can remember I had one experience, and it was a test for me. I had reconnected with a girl I went to school with. We knew each other since kindergarten. And I was starting to really let my gift shine, that I could connect with the other side. And I was getting messages. And I said to this girl that, you know, this is what's happening. I felt safe. I could talk with her about it. And I was telling her about, you know, that this message, she gave her a message from her grandmother. And then she says, you don't know what you're talking about. You're lying. This is not true. And years later, I found out that it was true what I'd said. But I was saying about, you know, she asked me what was her grandmother's favorite necklace, and I had told her, and the granddaughter thought, well, her grandmother never wore it, so it couldn't be true, but the favorite necklace was actually broken in the drawer. But because of that, not trusting myself and being afraid of being judged, I shut myself down for probably a good 10 years.
Right.
And going through that, shutting myself down, boy, did I bring on a lot of physical and emotional stuff within myself. And that's not a good thing to do, folks. Right, Jim? Add to that.
Yeah, that's a good example of living conditionally. You were not being true to yourself, true to the gift that you have, right. And so you shut it down, and then you had the consequence of shutting it down instead of having the consequence, which would be a wonderful consequence, of allowing yourself to fully experience and express your gift, mm-hmm. which is your unique expression in the world.
Right.
But you know, family members are the ones that, more often than not, are the ones that hold us back. Because
yes,
we're afraid of the judgment within our family. Or if you go to work and something's not right at your job, and we don't speak up for fear of being fired. So we allow that condition not to let us be true to ourselves. And who knows, maybe that is something happening beneath the surface that you're supposed to say something so that you get out of that job because something much better is waiting for you.
Well, and you know what I learned about my gift is that it got to a point where, because I wasn't using it, it was just exploding out of me. Like, it just wouldn't, I couldn't hold it back. It just came out of me. Like, they were channeling right through me. It would not let me hold it back. And I started discovering that what I had to say to people was such a healing for them and such a great gift for them. And then once I started seeing that maybe it was hard for them to hear, it was what they needed, and that was part of what I was to be doing, you know, in this lifetime. And that's what I want to tell everybody. Don't hold back from your true gifts, because it can be very healing for so many people. It can do so much for others as well as yourself.
Here's something I think would be helpful with that as well. And you actually experienced this, and it was what I was told when I started sharing this information that I've been given. Uh-huh. And that is my responsibility and your responsibility is to allow our gifts to be expressed.
Yes.
What people do with the information is up to them.
That's right.
We have nothing to do with that.
That's right. That's true. So very true. And it took me a while to understand that. And because I think I had this fear of being judged and so much other stuff, you know. We had to take another commercial break.
Okay.
So let's take that commercial break. And when we come back, folks, we are going to share some more amazing information with you. So stay tuned with us, and we will talk more with Jim Phillips, and we're going to talk about his book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio. I'm your host, Sue London, and our guest today is Jim Phillips. Folks, today we've been talking to Jim has been talking about helping you live in full expression. We've been talking about his book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. And we've been talking about fear, and we've been talking about doubt, and we've been talking about being your true self. And right now, I think what we're going to do is we're going to turn the mic over to Jim talking to Christopher. And Christopher, why don't you share kind of what is one of your things that is holding you back, possibly? And then Jim is going to work with you so folks, you can see how Jim works.
Well, off the air, we discussed that it's fear of death, but let's get more specific. It's fear of the unknown. And that definitely holds me back because my mind is always obsessing about it to the point where I can't turn it off sometimes.
And I mean always too, Jim.
Okay.
You can't get any more always than always.
Well, I would want to ask you a question, Christopher, and that is, what does the word unknown mean to you?
It means that unknown means it has no physical form. I can't see it. I can't touch it. I don't know what it is. It's unknown.
All right, so when you look at the unknown and you just look at it in and of itself just as that entity, we'll just call it an entity,
okay,
would you agree that there's at least a 50-50 chance that that which you don't know could either be something to be fearful of or could be the most magnificent experience you could ever have?
Yes, I guess it's like, let's compare it to, I'm sorry, but let's compare it to a game show. Let's make a deal. You've got door number one, door number two, door number three.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. You pick door number two. You have no idea what's behind door number two. Mm-hmm. What if it's, they never gave away monsters, but what if it's just the most gruesome, you know, evil, dark entity there ever was and it's going to gobble you up? Or it's like paradise. You just don't know. So, yeah, there is a feeling of anxiousness and fear all into one because you just don't know what you're going to get.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like you have had some experience, at least in considering what that unknown is. Do you find that you move more towards the scary monster door, or do you find that you gravitate more towards the door that would have whatever the most magnificent thing is you can think of?
It's pretty much 95 to 98% the scary monster door.
Okay. And why do you think you do that?
I wish I knew, otherwise I wouldn't do it.
Okay. What are your thoughts about reincarnation and past lives?
Well, like I said, there's certain things like that that I'd like to believe. I'd also like to believe, I'm a Christian, and I tell myself I believe in everything that Christianity tells me, and I accept Jesus as my personal savior. But there's still that doubt that kind of looms over. As to, not in Jesus himself, but in what actually happens, mm-hmm. What is going to happen. That's where the doubt lies.
Well, I'm a Christian also.
Mm-hmm.
So being a Christian yourself, what has Jesus said about what happens when you move on?
Well, basically, you're either, through me, if you accept him, you go to heaven. That's
okay.
What he says. You're saved, in other words.
Right. So I guess my question around that would be, if your belief is deep in what he was here teaching, then where is it that you're falling short of totally accepting those teachings?
It's not accepting. Even though I say I believe it, there's that darkness of doubt. That darkness of doubt because my senses don't have absolute proof.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I want to believe, I do pray, but still my senses, and I know, Sue, that we've had experiences, but
uh-huh.
I still get that darkness of doubt. And also the anticipation that something dark may happen when life is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we don't have that much time left, I want to share something with you that I think will help you when you consider this. And actually, it'll help anybody when they consider anything that they might have coming up where there's a little bit of fear based around it. And that is to, as much as you can, imagine the experience in the way that you would like to have the experience. So when you move on, what is the experience you would like to have? Sue was talking earlier about visualization and the exercises she goes through. Well, that's another one of those situations. We can set up the experience we have right now. To me, that's also part of living heaven on earth. We're bringing it into our lived experience right now, but it also sets the stage, if you will, for the experience when you transition. Now, I also believe, and this is my personal belief, that we will have the experience initially when we move on that we have expected. Now, if our expectation was of a difficult transition, I think initially we had that difficult transition, but then it's let go. Because I don't believe in the world of spirit, it can sustain anything that's not of love. So we will immediately go to that place that is this grand, magnificent experience. But it's much easier if we can hold on to that vision of the experience we want to have. And in fact, you know what it is. We all know what it is. We just don't allow it to come through.
Well, in my case, it would be
one of those ways that we self-sabotage ourselves.
In my case, it would be fulfillment or just a peaceful feeling. I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking for everlasting radio stations, which is what I love.
So what I would suggest, though, is anytime you start having any fear around, I would even get away from using the word death. Just say that when you no longer in human form, because death has connotations to it that are not so much the actual transition as it is how it happens. And I think that's where more fear lies. And I think that if you can have this expectation of it being this peaceful transition, of it being you being released from the physical body into this incredible environment or this incredible realm, then that's going to be your experience of it. And the more you can put yourself in that place now, the less your fear will be while you're here.
Well, it's a good way to look at it.
And can I add something, too? Because you both know that I have gone to the other side when my intestine burst. And folks, to add to what Jim is saying, when I went to the other side, it is very peaceful. It is very loving. You are very supported. And it is something like, you know, many will not experience here. So it is an incredible place that you will end up one day in your when your time comes. So I hope that helps, you know, any of you that do have that fear or the unknown around your crossing over.
Christopher, I'm going to give you a word and the rest of the listening audience a word. And it's a word that it's in my book and it's an acronym. And the word is faith. And we all look at faith, and faith for the most part is our religious beliefs or it's trusting in something.
Right.
I use the word faith differently. I use it for fully allow it to happen. So if you have faith that when you cross over, you will be in this peaceful realm, this loving environment, you will be supported, as Sue said. It's faith. Fully allow it to happen. Get out of your own way. Enjoy the experience. Understand that that is the experience you are to have and, in fact, will have. And, in fact, I will say you have had already many times, whether you believe it or not.
On that note, Jim, I hate to say this, but we're out of time.
Okay.
Folks, you're out of time, but you can still connect with Jim because anyone who emails Jim at jim@prosperitybydesign.com and puts IM in the subject line is going to receive a PDF copy of a poem that's featured in his book. Okay, and this IM poem is suitable for framing. And also, Jim is offering a free 30-minute discovery session to the first 25 people who to help you to gain an understanding of what is preventing you from living in full expression. So what you have to do is email jim@prosperitybydesign.com with discovery session in the subject line. And then together, the two of you will come up with a day and a time. Jim, I love you, my friend. You are incredible. Your book is incredible, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Sue. I really appreciate it, and look forward to maybe doing this again someday.
For sure. And, folks, again, it's Prosperity by Design with Jim Phillips. We're almost out of time here. I just wanted to mention to you the next week we are going to analyze your dreams with Kaya. So if you've got dreams happening, journal them and then call in next week and we're going to decode your dreams. So that's it for today, folks. On behalf of Jim Phillips, my wonderful producer, Christopher, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London.
If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. This is for all of you who want to feel younger and more courageous. In yoga, there's a saying that you're as young as your back is flexible.
This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you shake the cobwebs off your confidence.
In life, you're as young as your mind is flexible.
Decide to do something differently.
Wear a color you've not dared to.
Share with that person what you've been holding back about.
Take that dance class you've been contemplating for weeks.
Just do it. This technique works best by committing to a month of this. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing host spans from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.